Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Nobody will teach a wrong teaching. That should tell us that there were some wrong teachings going on. So when Paul was going to Macedonia, he told Timothy, remain and charge some that they teach no other doctrine. All right? They teach no other doctrine except the doctrine of Christ. All right. So let's go back to the 2 Timothy chapter 2. And then verse 1 to 3. It is the same Timothy Paul is talking to. And he says that you therefore, my son, 2 Timothy 2, 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, these commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Alright? So, Paul says that, Timothy, you heard me say some things. You heard me teach some things. Now, those things that you heard me teach among many witnesses. In other words, it wasn't only to Timothy that Paul was teaching. He was teaching to many people. He says that what I taught you among many people, the same thing, teach it to faithful people. Your version said reliable people. All right, reliable people who will be able to teach other people also. Something is happening. What is happening is that Paul is revealing to Timothy something very deep about the kind of assignment that he had in the church in Ephesus. So Paul tells him that be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. There are various graces, and there is a grace that is in Jesus Christ. There are many false graces, but Jesus' grace is the true one. That is why the Bible says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. If grace was only one, then there will be no need, Rita, for Apostle Paul to say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It means that there are other graces, but he is talking about the grace of Jesus. Because are you aware that the devil also gives grace? His grace is not correct. You pay a very heavy price in the end. So Paul is referring to the grace of Jesus. He says that you, Timothy, be strong. The Greek says that be enabled, be empowered in the grace of Jesus Christ. Be strong in it. The grace of Jesus is something that kingdom followers should be strong in. You can look at somebody and ask, or you can look at yourself and ask, what are you strong in? What are you strong in? You can look at a professor and then ask, what is he strong in? What is he strong in? What is his area? We can say, oh, he's a professor of mathematics. He is strong in mathematics. You can look at a preacher and ask, what is he strong in? What is his area? Paul is talking to Timothy, and he says to him that be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. In other words, he was telling Timothy that make grace your area. The grace of Jesus, make it your area. Be so strong in it that when anybody asks, what is this man's area, what is Timothy's area, they will say the grace of Jesus. says, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage all of you. I don't know what you want to be strong in. Whether you want to be strong in the law or you want to be strong in grace. The law came through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Bible says of his fullness that we all receive grace upon grace. So we should be strong in grace. There are times that people say that, well, we maybe talk about grace too much. When you talk about grace too much, people are going to take things for granted. The Bible is telling us we should be strong in grace. Hallelujah. We should be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It means that that should be our area of emphasis. That should be where our strength is. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where else you want to be strong in except in the grace of Jesus, in the love of God, you know, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. May God turn it. Grace, love, and friendship of the Holy Spirit. Practically, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You know, grace is undeserved favor. Loving somebody, that love there is agape. It's undeserved love, undeserved favor. Friendship of the Holy Spirit, not friendship of me or friendship of your friend. Friendship of Holy Spirit. It's a gracious one. It's a tie that will not leave you. Even if you don't deserve it, he'll still be your friend. He'll not be your friend when you are doing well and then he'll be your enemy another time. No, he is a perfect friend. So grace of Jesus, love of God, friendship of the Holy Spirit. Practically, Rita, is the same thing. And that is what Paul is telling Timothy. That in your life, if you want to thrive in life, be strong in grace. Learn more about the grace of our Lord Jesus. That is what God filled him with. Why did he fill him with grace and truth? So that we will in turn be filled with grace and truth. Not so. Yeah. He filled him so that he'll come and he'll pour more grace on us. He'll pour more truth on us. So that what? So that we will also be filled. That's why the Bible said, of his fullness have you received grace upon grace. So what should you receive more? Is grace. What should you talk about more? Is grace. Tony, do you understand? Say yes. Hallelujah. It's powerful. Grace. So he tells Timothy, and Timothy was a young pastor. He was a young guy, pastoring people who were his fathers and all that, mothers. And he was younger in age. So he tells Timothy, Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. When you are strong in grace, your life will go nowhere. Because God will pour more grace upon you. That's how it is. God will pour more grace upon you. When you are strong in something, you experience that thing more. Hallelujah. When you are strong in something, you experience that thing more. When you know more about something, you experience that thing more. That is the way God has made it. Before he visits your life practically with grace, he will visit your mind with grace. Fill it with grace. And then it will pour out into your practical life. Grace is what makes us conquer sin. Grace is what makes us thrive in life. Grace is what beautifies us. Grace is what preserves and protects us. Grace is everything. Hallelujah. So be strong in that. And then he says that the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit unto faithful people. Listen carefully. Paul was telling Timothy that you should commit something he has heard to faithful people. The question we have to ask ourselves, Rachel, is what did Timothy hear? What did he hear from Apostle Paul? What did he hear among many people, many witnesses? Because if we find out, what Timothy heard from Apostle Paul among many witnesses, then we can know what we have to commit to other people. So I want us to go to Acts chapter 20, and we are going to find out what Apostle Paul told Timothy. What Apostle Paul told Timothy. What Timothy heard. Acts chapter 20. Now, in this passage of scripture we are going to read, we are going to see that Paul was talking to the same Ephesus church that Timothy was a pastor of. Alright? Because if you look at Acts 21. What does he say? Quick one. All right. So Paul went to where?
Macedonia.
He left for Macedonia. But before he left for Macedonia, he did what? He called the disciples to himself. Which disciple did he call to himself? It's the disciples who were in Ephesus. Put your hands there and let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and then verse 3. It says, I urged you when I went into Macedonia. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus and charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Johnny, do you understand? So in Acts chapter 20 verse 1, Acts 20 verse 1, Paul goes to where? Macedonia. Rachel, do you see that in your Bible? And in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3, he says that as I urged you when I went into Macedonia, you remain in Ephesus and charge some that they don't teach the wrong teachings. So let's go back to Acts chapter Acts chapter 20 and then verse 1. After the uproar ceased, Paul called the disciples to himself and embraced them and departed to Macedonia. So before he departed to Macedonia, he called the disciples. It is most likely it was at that point that he said some things to Timothy among many witnesses, because he was leaving. And he has appointed Timothy to be a pastor. So definitely, he will gather the disciples and say that Timothy is my representative, he is your pastor. And then he will say something to all of them in the presence of Timothy. You get the picture? Now let's go to verse 17, Acts 20. From Miletus, he went to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. So Paul went to where? Ephesus, and call for the elders of the church. Now, when he had gathered the elders of the church, Paul told them about. So now we want to find out, what are the things that Paul said among many witnesses which Timothy should commit to other people? All right?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And for that, we want to go to verse 21. Oh, verse 20. So he's talking to the elders of the church of Ephesus. If the elders have met together, certainly Timothy was there, because he is a pastor, all right? And Paul is talking to them and he says, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul says that when I met you, Tony, you understand? He said, when I met you, I gathered all of you together. It says that I taught you repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus. Repentance towards God is just talking about change your mind about God. Faith towards Jesus is talking about the fact that have faith in Jesus. Have faith in God Jesus Christ as the form. Wow, this is what Paul told Timothy and the elders of Ephesus. Change your mind about God. And then believe in what Jesus Christ has done for you. Believe in Jesus. What he has done for you. Can you imagine, Rita, can you imagine that Paul goes from house to house, house of believers? So he was telling the elders he had gathered together that I taught publicly and from house to house, repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus Christ. Rita, how can you go to the leader's house and teach them faith towards Jesus? Well, they are believers already. They believe in Jesus already. They believe in Jesus already. But there is something about Jesus that Paul was teaching them, which he charged Timothy, that make sure that you don't let anybody teach any other doctrine apart from what I have. So imagine Paul gathers believers publicly from house to house, and then he is telling them, change your mind about God. Do believers need to change their mind about God? Do they need to change their mind about God? I thought they believe in God. What kind of thing do they have about God that they have to change? Paul says that this is what I have been preaching and teaching all my life, that believers should change their minds towards God. And believers should have faith in Jesus. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is something that Jesus Christ did for us. There is something I call His performance for us, which we have to believe in so strong and be so strong in it. Says Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Believe in what he has done for you. It's to believers, it's to church people. Wow, let's move on and look at how he summarizes it. Look at verse 24. Says that, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I've received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Please underline gospel of the grace of God. He says that my ministry that I have given my life to is to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Wow. So we can say that what Paul was teaching was the gospel of the grace of God. Can we say that? Yeah, you can say that. Say, that's my ministry. This is the ministry I received in Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. And then look at 25. And indeed, now I know that you, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God. Please underline preaching the kingdom of God. He has introduced another phrase. The first phrase he introduced was the gospel of the grace of God. He has introduced another phrase called the kingdom of God. Look at 24. He says that I, Paul, I have been preaching the gospel of the grace of God. And indeed means what? Indeed means what? True. True. Indeed is from two words, in and deed. And it means in practical reality. In works. Deed is like your works. He says that, look, I've been preaching the gospel of the grace of God, and he's breaking it down. And so he says that, indeed, in practical reality, all of you among whom I went preaching the kingdom of God. So what does it tell you about the kingdom of God? The preaching of the kingdom of God and the preaching of the gospel of the grace of God. It tells you it is the same thing. Can you see that? Hallelujah. It is the same thing. The gospel of the grace of God. He says that practically I went among you preaching the kingdom of God. That means that the gospel of the grace of God is the same as the preaching of the kingdom of God. Wow. So gradually we are forming a picture of the things that Paul spoke to Timothy among many witnesses, which he is supposed to give the same teaching to other people, who will teach other people the same thing, who will teach other people the same thing, who will teach other people the same thing, until like a spiral, you throw a stone into a still water, like a spiral, it goes like that, and then it affects the end of the water. But it starts with what Paul talks. And what did he teach? The gospel of the grace of God. What did he teach? The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If you break it down, what does it mean? It is changing your mind towards God, repentance towards God, and then faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what Paul was teaching. Let's go on. Verse 20 says, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. He has introduced another phrase called the whole counsel of God. 24 is the gospel of the grace of God. 25 is the preaching of the kingdom of God. 26 is the whole counsel of God. And in 23 also, he says that therefore means that what I'm going to say after this, it has a bearing on what I've said. The gospel of the grace of God, preaching the kingdom of God. So 20 what? 26 says, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, because I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Instead of saying the whole counsel of God, he could have said, I am free from the blood of all men, because I have not shunned to testify to you the gospel of the grace of God. He could have said that. Or he could have said, I am free from the blood of all men, because I have not shunned to testify to you the kingdom of God. It would have been the same thing. But he introduces another phrase called the whole counsel of God. The whole counsel of God, ladies and gentlemen, is talking about a certain word. Counsel is words that you give to people. You get it? When somebody comes to you that I need counsel, it means that we need some words from you. Words of direction from you. Now, the whole counsel of God, listen carefully, means that is the totality of all that God has to say. That beyond it, God is not speaking. Because it is the whole counsel. What Paul said, I have testified, is the total, is the completeness of the complete advice of God, or words of God, or counsel of God for humanity. So you ask yourself, so what is the whole counsel of God? Ladies and gentlemen, the whole counsel of God is talking about a word from God beyond which there is no other word from God. It's the complete. The whole counsel of God is a person. His name is called Jesus. Beyond Jesus, who is the word of God, there is no other word beyond Jesus that Jesus didn't proclaim, that Jesus Christ did not speak, which you can say that, well, God is saying, but Jesus didn't speak. There is nothing like that. In other words, what Jesus presented to us is all that God wants to see. What Jesus said is all that God wants to see. It is the whole counsel of God. It is the preaching of the kingdom of God. You know Jesus. You read about it. He's always talking about the kingdom of God. And it is the message of grace that Jesus was for. Hallelujah. So three phrases, four uses. The gospel of the grace of God, the kingdom of God, and the whole counsel of God. He says that is my ministry. He meets the elders in the Ephesus, and he is talking to them. He says that, in fact, at that time, historically, that was the last time they saw Paul's face. Paul told them that he was going to die. And that is the last time, his last words to them. So he met them and said that, this is my ministry. Don't forget that publicly and from house to house, I've taught you guys repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus. He says, I'm free from the blood of all men because I haven't failed to teach you the whole counsel of God. He says that indeed, among you, when I came among you, I came preaching to you the kingdom of God. And then earlier on, he said that I received a ministry from God to testify of the gospel of the grace. He's talking about one. Oh, hallelujah. He's talking about one and the same. So, with this, let us go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and then verse 2.
2 Timothy chapter 2 and then verse 2. 2 Timothy 2:1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the preaching of the gospel of grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the preaching of the kingdom of God. Be strong in declaring the whole counsel of God. That is what Paul is saying. Look at verse 2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. Now we went to Acts 2:20 to see the things that Paul talked about. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.